Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Monday, 4th of March. Firstly, in Bangladesh, the Bangladeshi Awami League Party backed Bangladesh Chhatra League president has allegedly forced at least five independent candidates to withdraw from the Dhaka University Central Student Union and hold union polls. The polls are scheduled for March the 11th. According to Section 9C of Dhaka University Polls Code of Conduct, no candidate or any other person on his behalf can force a competing candidate or bar any voters from voting. The university proctor said the complaints will be accepted if it's received in writing. Poll-related violence are likely to increase in Dhaka University area. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution in Dhaka. In Pakistan, domestic and international flight operations have resumed partially in Pakistan's major airports. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has ordered the national carrier Pakistan International Airlines to give priority to passengers stranded in Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries, as passengers might be facing a shortage of funds and expiry of their visas. Flights to Bangkok, Kuala Lumpur, Beijing are still suspended. According to Pakistan International Airlines officials, more than 400 international flights and 25,000 passengers were affected. The flights were cancelled due to the closure of airspace in Pakistan after India allegedly conducted airstrikes in Pakistan on February the 26th. It is still unclear when there will be a complete restoration of air traffic in Pakistan. Clients are advised to avoid traveling on flights to Europe and Southeast Asia, which passes through Pakistan airspace, to avoid delays and cancellations. Also in Pakistan, emergency has been declared due to floods in Qila Abdullah district, northwest of Balochistan province. Heavy snowfall has also been reported in various parts of Balochistan, leading to disruption in service and travel. According to the army sources, around 15,000 families have been airlifted and army has been deployed to search and rescue the stranded families. Flood waters have submerged Quetta CB highways and has reached Quetta Karachi National Highway. Clients are advised to avoid traveling to Balochistan and be aware of long delays in train and road services. Sri Lanka Finance Minister Mangala Samaravira will present Budget 2019 in the Parliament tomorrow. It was delayed by 4 months due to the constitutional crisis in Sri Lanka last year. Total expenditure for the year 2019 is projected to be more than $24 billion. The highest share of budget is likely to be given to Ministry of Defense at more than $2 billion. The budget deficit is estimated to be at 4.8% of the GDP. More than $12 billion is likely to be allocated for debt servicing in 2019, which is the highest amount so far by any government. The final vote to pass the budget is scheduled for April the 5th, after a month of discussion and debate in the parliament. Also in Sri Lanka, deadline for international bidders to counter the proposal by a South Korean firm SKENS Company Limited has been extended to April the 2nd, 2019. The bidding is for an offshore floating storage and gasification unit, pipeline and liquefied natural gas unit as well. The bid was first advertised in October 2018 with the deadline of December the 12th, 2018. Later it was extended till January the 31st, 2019. However, under the pressure of Ceylon Electricity Board, the deadline was delayed to February 28th. It has led to resignation of three members of the Technical Evaluation Committee protesting against the imposition of procedures by the Power and Energy Ministry. The current revised bid will be put up to separate contracts for the gas supply and infrastructure development. The contract is stipulated to last for 20 years. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.